In August, Stuart Chittenden traveled across Nebraska in search of conversations, cultures, and community. In the first of four reports this month, he reflects on how we have shaped the land and how the land has shaped us.
In O Pioneers, Willa Cather wrote, "The great fact was the land itself, which seemed to overwhelm the little beginnings of human society that struggled in its somber wastes. That men were too weak to make any mark here, that the land wanted to be let alone, to preserve its own fierce strength, its peculiar savage kind of beauty, its uninterrupted mournfulness." The Nebraskan voices I heard shared the commonality of being influenced by the environment Cather describes. Yet those voices were as multifaceted as the state's landscapes and its histories through which I traveled. To paraphrase Sir Winston Churchill, we shape our land, and our land shapes us. In Valentine, Carl Argenbright made the observation that Mother Nature has bestowed incomparable beauty on the region. The work of the community, Carl said, is to elevate with due consideration the man-made infrastructure in order that people can embrace the natural environment. Nebraska may not inspire the same dramatic awe as, say, the Rocky Mountains or the Grand Canyon, yet it displays a subtle and sometimes surprising magnificence. Nebraska is a vast state. Door to door, I traveled 1,902 miles for this project. Encountered unforgivingly by the pioneers, the breadth of the state today still defies expectations, as Tom, a rancher near Gordon, noted.
People don't realize you can drive for 7.5 to 8 hours and still be in the state. And, you know, there's out east, they don't realize that. And
Tom's ranch is deep within the western sandhills, in an area made famous in the writings of Marie Sandoz, and epitomizes the seemingly perpetual vista. The sheer scale of the state influences our narratives and our relationships, from where we get our news to where governance emanates from.
And so you don't even hear about Omaha news. It's almost like you don't get Nebraska news. Out west, you hear people thinking, well, that's just the people out east get to vote for whatever they want, and we have to deal with whatever.
Tom's observation echoed similar sentiments that I heard around the state, such as those from these gentlemen in Vell's Bakery on Main Street in Wayne.
Well, I have a feeling right here politically of helplessness. It's flyover country, east and west coast, run the whole show.
Right.
We vote.
I think you'll find 90% of the state of Nebraska will be thinking like we are.
Although the voices I heard were influenced by particular natural landscapes, they were also informed by our perceptions of the interrelationship between urban and rural environments and how we experience them. Gary Clark was raised in Washington, D.C., and now is the Economic Development Director for West Point, a town of around 3,400 people.
This may not be a true characteristic of being in West Point, but I almost feel like I don't have the stress that I hear from my family back home. Mm-hmm. I don't have that. It's almost like you get in a comfort zone in a small town, and the worries and concerns, there is a big contrast. There's a big difference. And although there's a lot more benefits to being around people, around a lot of people, there are some benefits to having some isolation.
The physical landscapes of our time are not the only influence on our narratives. Those same landscapes are imbued with the historical engagements of those here before us. The pioneering spirit I have remarked upon in previous dispatches lives on, for example, in the entrepreneurial spirit I witnessed across Nebraska. Those landmarks honored by native peoples and that enthralled the pioneers still propel us today. As Elaine and Alliance told me, our history is in touching distance.
You can still see where the trail goes across a field because the ground has been so trampled down
right. That
the vegetation that grows up now is different than what's around.
Nebraska's physical and historical contours thread through us all. The Nebraska voice may have a variety, as it were, of Nebraskan dialects, but we are woven together by our cultural heritage and experiences in these Nebraskan landscapes. And if we should, from time to time, lose sight of those trails that join us east and west. Tom reminds us the Big Red runs through it all.
Nebraska is a little bit unique in that they're out here, there's a lot of devotion to Nebraska and the football team. You know, that kind of thing kind of holds it all together in a way.
Stuart Chittenden with reflections on a couple of 830-mile-long conversations. Learn more at 830nebraska.com and listen again at kios.org.